can do it. Go ahead, Diane.
We're currently on the air at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. for a 15-minute slot on WMIE 91.5 and at 5 p.m. at 99.9. So that is the same daily broadcast that is played three times throughout the day. So that's 7:15 a.m., 8:30 p.m. on WMIE 91.5 and 5 p.m. on 99.9. So please invite others to participate with you, to listen with you in the radio broadcasts. Let people know that we're on the air during those times. If you would like to give, to partner with us financially, you can send a check or money order to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. That's P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. And you can make your giving out to Errol Beckford Ministries. If you're a Cash App user, you can push in $ celebration tab. And in the four line, please make sure that you put Make Your Day Count so that your money goes directly to the airtime for this broadcast. If you're in the area of 1010 Dixon Boulevard, you could come by the church and you can give in person. We have services Sunday morning at 10 a.m. There's usually somebody there during the week, but you may want to call first because there's multiple properties and they may be at another location. So the phone number to the church, if you would like to give in person during the week, is 321-638-0381. 638-0381. If that's if you want to come in person during the week, call that number to make arrangements so that the operations manager or pastor will be available to meet with you. So the phone number is 321-638-0381. And we just want to remind you again that all of your giving goes directly to the airtime for this radio broadcast. No money in no way goes to myself or Pastor Beckford personally. It all goes to the airtime. There is a cost for the airtime on the radio station, and it's not a cheap cost. There is a great cost. So we would like for you to partner and know that as you give into this radio program, that every seed that you sow is an investment in the life of every hearer. So you're paying the word forward. You're releasing the word. You're releasing the gospel message. In Matthew chapter 28, he says, "Go ye in all the world and make disciples." So you are doing that when you partner with this radio ministry. I know long before I ever came to Celebration Tabernacle Church, there were different things that I caught on the radio, different words that I heard on Christian radio. I didn't even mean to hear them. I was flipping through the radio stations, and I accidentally, so I would say, but not God, that heard certain things, certain just little clips that stayed with me, different words. So it's very meaningful. Radio ministry is very meaningful unto me because I know when I wasn't thinking about God, He was thinking about me, and there were different things I heard just when I was trying to pass through the channel, just trying to get to another channel, things that I heard that stayed with me. So God, He is faithful. He's releasing His word into the ears of people who are seeking Him, but they don't even know they're seeking Him. They're looking after everything else because they're looking for something, and He is that. He is all things. So we want to encourage you, if you've been given all along, please keep on giving. We're very appreciative of your giving. And though it is a sacrifice, it is being sowed into good ground. Ain't nobody here taking your money and going buy cars. Yeah. It's all going to the airtime for this broadcast. If you are a business and you would like to become a monthly sponsor, we'll shout your business out. We have several businesses that are a part of making sure that each month is paid in full. Mr. Off Photography is one of those. His website
Faithful.
Is www.mrahphotography.com. His studio is located at 1214 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa. So partner your business with us. You know, you're giving onto a ministry, so it is a write-off. Yeah. You could, if you're, or it could be a marketing expense when you go to do your taxes and stuff. So use us for your tax benefit.
Yeah. There's there's benefit in serving God. Mm-hmm. And even the devil knows that because he asked God at the time of Job, when God was bragging and Job, The devil asked God, he said, does Job serve you
for nothing? You could use us. If your business has an overflow surplus, use us for your giving.
Yeah. So you don't serve God for nothing. There's benefit, all kind of benefit in serving God. He looks out for his children. And we love to come to you. We enjoy coming to you Monday through Friday and this radio station. And it is your local radio station right here in Brevard County. We are people locally. We are not for some people out of town. We stay here. And I run into people time and time and time again who listen to us on this radio station. And they bless my heart because they told me, that's the testimony, that this radio show has been a blessing to them. It's a way of evangelizing. It's a way of encouraging you to become all that God wants you to be. So we're not asking you to leave your church. We're not asking you to give us your tithe because it belongs to your local church. We are asking you to give an offering. It's different, you know. So an offering into what God is doing in Brevard County, in this earth realm.
So, again, you can send a check or money order to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. If you're a Cash App user, you hit $Celebration tab, and on the 4 line, please mark Make Your Day Count. There's no set amount to give, just whatever God puts on the heart, whatever you're able to give at this time. All giving is greatly appreciated because we partner together. Every joint supply. Somebody's $5 is added to $100, is added to $200, is added to $50, is added to $80, and when it all comes together, it's the amount.
It's the mix. You put all the mix together. So on this Friday, we want you to make your day count. Mm-hmm. We want you to have a word this morning that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can imagine. All that you can ask of him. But you got to behave that word.
Yes. And we ask that you share your testimonies. You could email ctciconnect@gmail.com. That was CTC for Celebration Tabernacle Church, iconnect@gmail.com. Or you can write a letter and send it to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. We would love to hear your testimonies about how this radio program has helped you, how this radio program has guided you through the Word of God, not nothing that we say personally, but by the Word of God.
I want to tell you, listeners, Make Your Day Count family, over the last 2 to 3 years now that we've been coming here and you've been listening, this 15 minute, it goes like 1 minute. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I'm just on a thought, man. I'm just getting ready to develop it up, and it's, I look on the clock. Now, I got to condense here. So pray with us and as we seek God's face and his leading, because we're only going to do it because he's leading it. You remember we says we do what we are command. So we do as we are, what? Command. And God open up the windows and the way for which to increase this radio show and have more time to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to you.
As you prepare for the weekend, we want to give you a scripture in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. I'm going to read it again. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
You have to do it. Mm-hmm. You have to behave it.
Mm-hmm. That's the key word. After you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. So do not cast away your confidence. Yeah. It has great reward. You need that. Do not cast away your confidence. And your confidence is in the Lord. Our confidence is not in the works of the flesh. Our confidence is in the Lord. The Lord is our confidence. It tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 25 and 26, that when sudden terror comes, to put our confidence in the Lord. The Lord is our confidence that keeps our foot from being caught in the net of fear. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle, 1010 Dixon Boulevard. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
Hey, East Coast friends and family, can we celebrate a little bit today for our Vieira campus, the 10-year anniversary? Come on! What? Wow. We want to welcome the Vieira campus, the Cocoa campus, the Avenue Worship Center, the Parkway Worship Center. We're all gathered here today on our Super Serve weekend. We got Saturday night service. We got Sunday morning service because there's a Super Bowl in America, and a lot of people get fired up about it. It's one of the top watch sporting events in the entire world. I looked that up one time, and I was actually shocked to see it was barely in the top 10 compared to, like, soccer and, like, cricket. I was like, what, cricket? Really? Okay. I didn't know. But in America, it is the number one sporting event in America is the Super Bowl. A lot of us will be watching it this weekend. We've got teams we've been cheering for. I haven't had a team to cheer for in the Super Bowl for quite a while. 6 years without playoffs, the Denver Broncos. I was born in Inglewood, Colorado. Little known fact, that's where the Denver Broncos practice field is. Okay, I'm just saying that's why I'm a Broncos fan. I have been my whole life. And we're going to have a lot of fun today. We're going to laugh. We've got some really funny, fun videos. They're just kind of silly. It's going to help us learn. But I don't want to lose sight in our, like, fun and, you know, football jerseys. I know some people don't even like the NFL. I know that. I'm very aware of a lot of opinions out there. It doesn't matter to me. We're going to have a lot of fun. Someone's wearing hockey jerseys. I don't know why you're doing that. I do. You like hockey. I almost wore my golf shirt. I was like, that is my favorite sport. I was this close. But we're going to have a lot of fun. But I don't want to lose sight of why we're actually here. And maybe even some of the hurdles that some people have jumped over to get here, to get to church, to get into the house of God. We're here because we serve the Lord. And we love him. And he loves us. And he loves us so much. And even if we're hurting, even if we're sick, you know, even if we got depressed or anxious, we're here because we love God. Are you thankful that you have a God that loves you no matter what season you're in? You are? Are you really? I know I am. I know I am. The seasons go like this in our life, up and down. And, you know, I've dealt with anxiety in my life plenty of times. And God was just as faithful when I was anxious as when I wasn't anxious. And God is faithful to you. Let's not lose sight of that as we study the Word of God today, as we grow closer to each other, because, you know, God loves us, but you know, we love each other, don't we? You love the people around you? Three people said yeah to that. A few of you casually nodded. Someone almost unfolded their arms when I said it. You know, they're like, maybe, I don't know. You know what? I'm just kidding. Sorry. Some people like to fold their arms. I'm not picking on you. I'm just kidding. But I'm serious. Do you love each other? Well, I love you, just in case you're wondering. I really do. Thank you. Thank you for loving me back. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Very common portion of the Bible. A lot of us know this. As I read it, I saw some things that just really touched me. and blessed me in serving God. This is Super Serve Sunday, Super Serve Service, Super Serve Saturday, and it is also Finding Family Part 2. Now it happened as they went that they entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house, and that him is Jesus, in case you're wondering. And she had a sister named Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted.